I've watched it four times through.
Are there anime titties in this?
Yes, but they're not like, I mean, it's not hentai, but like.
No go.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. All three of us are here.
Let's go.
My name is Matt. I am here with Tame and Andy.
Yo, what up?
What's up, guys?
The sky.
I actually am going to quit the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because I hate that response.
I know. I was very tempted to do so as well.
I work with children and not creative children either. Yeah. I'm working with bottom of the barrel kids, and that's the best they can come up with.
Mom and Dad don't want to take care of you here. Learn some karate.
Yeah, I would like you to babysit my kids for 45 minutes. Make them wear pajamas and feel good about themselves.
Well, I can at least make them wear pajamas.
Yeah. I am the son my dream breaker.
You should just kick a kid every time that's their response. Is the sky? They just out of nowhere, just a fucking foot.
Come here, I'm going to kick you then. It starts now.
As long as there's videos of you kicking kids later on, I'll do it.
It's going to get to the point where someone's going to make a bad joke and all the kids are going to go,
A parent comes out, you just start kicking them.
And then Tam's like, hey kid, come over here. I got to tell you something about that joke.
Kid gets like a foot away and you just fucking kick him. He's crying.
Yeah.
You see what happens?
Master Tam, he's gotten really good at martial arts and he's hilarious. You're welcome.
You should do that at the card shop too, or the gaming shop.
Kick people when they're, yeah. I can't do that to nerds. There's not a single nerd in that card shop who's even remotely funny. They're all cringy and sweaty.
Yeah, that's the point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's one guy there. I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast. I haven't told him I had one, but, you know, nerds are resourceful. His name's Shane. We call him Questions because he asks stupid fucking questions all the time.
I love that you call Questions. Like during games or just about products and stuff? And is he an adult?
He's barely an adult. I think he's like 18, 19.
Okay.
So we've got this game, Dragon Ball Super. It had two sets, set one, set two, because that's how counting works. We don't have any boxes for set one, but we got a hold of those set one packs. Oh. And we just set them up on the counter, or set them up on the shelf, and they looked bad because, you know, they're not facing out. You can't see it. You see in the bottom of the golden pack, whatever. And so in order to make it facing, we got a different box and just changed the label on it. And so he walks up to me and goes, why are the DBZ set one packs in an unstable box? And I go, well, we had a bunch of DBZ set one boxes, but we threw them away. We just took the packs out of them, just ripped them up. And then we're like, you know what would confuse the shit out of Shane? Putting all of these in an unstable box. There's no way it's because DBZ set one has been sold out for months. We happen to get these packs, and we're doing the best we can, Shane. We're doing the best we can. He goes, oh, okay. And then walks away. I don't think he gets it. I really don't. I'm not positive he understands.
We need Shane on this podcast.
Absolutely not. We don't.
I imagine him. Do you have like a bin of dice that a lot of gaming shops have?
Absolutely.
Or
have a bin.
I imagine him like reaching two hands in there and then like grabbing a big handful and being like, Tam, are these machine washable?
Oh, it's like, are these free? I was like, yeah, if you're not an asshole about it. You can have two, not 40. Like, those are the questions that we get from Shane.
Really? I can have free dice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're spin down dice?
As long as you get two, not 40.
they're spin down dice, so they don't they're not actually like balanced for rolling. They count from 20 down to 1 because they're from magic pre-release sets to keep track of your life. Hey. Yeah, so they're not like randomized.
They're not worth it.
Yeah. Not really.
It's just it's throwaway dice.
Kind of. They're only useful for spinning down from 20 to 1.
Hey. I see.
But yeah, every pre-release we get a die, and people don't keep track of their life that way. Like veterans don't. So every time that they do it, they just donate it back to the store.
Oh, okay.
So the casual people can play. Like the thing about a gaming store is like everything is almost everything is community run. So like if there's something sick in the store, it's probably the community that's helped do it. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Nerd culture's real tight, dude.
Butt tight.
Butt tight. Can't even get my tongue up there.
It's like Fort Knox of asses.
Yeah.
Well, how'd that go to asses?
You're talking about butts? Nah,
I'm a big fan of nerd butt.
Oh yeah, I love the sweat down the middle.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't wipe all the way. Mm. That's some seasoning right there.
You know how like people I can save stuff for later in a beard.
I can actually hear people tuning out. I can hear it.
Like me.
How are you doing, Matt?
Good. Just fine. Been playing Skyrim.
Skyrim!
Yeah.
Skyrim job.
Been fun. Oh my god, I remember that.
Is it the original or the enhanced one?
It's the original with the high-res texture pack.
Oh, okay.
But not the special edition.
That's the word.
I mean, I have all the DLC anyway, so.
Mm. Alright, nice.
Yeah.
I've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley and Battlefield 1 all of a sudden.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I've just been back into Battlefield 1. So
you know, we need to play Rocket League because it's snowy now in Rocket League.
It is?
Yeah. Can't get into the season.
Well, we need a third.
I know, we do need a third. My friend Brian wants to play, but we could also get like a mutual friend.
Not the one I know.
What one
not
you know?
The Brian I know.
Oh, no. Not that Brian. But like Stefan and Tyler both have it.
Oh, okay. Dan, do you have it?
No, and I'll tell you why off the podcast.
Oh, okay. Got so mad he threw his console through a window.
I have gotten a little ragey from when I used to play the PS4.
Yeah.
Rocket League, because I'm like, this. How the fuck are people this good? That's basically why I get mad at gaming. Is how the fuck are these people this good?
He gave away his console for the one good joke. It's on my.
Totally.
He's like, you see this, everybody?
Kid's just like, what's up, everybody? My dick, Master Tam. Oh. Well, looks like you're getting a PlayStation.
You've earned
4,
it,
Timmy.
I would never train someone named Timmy. Ever.
What's the little guy's name? Timmy? Ooh. Sorry, that is on the restricted list.
There's a big blank wall with a single name. People who won't be trained.
Timmy.
There's something about it. Gives me the heebies.
Well, you could also put it up there for, like, old names. Like, if someone came in like, hi, this is my child, Carl.
Huh.
You'd be like, nah.
He's being added to the list.
That's being added to the list. That's an old person name. You can't have that.
You don't even say anything. You just walk over, write it on paper, and slap it on the wall.
My little daughter Gertrude would like to join your...
Oh, gross. Ew.
Well...
about a 7-year-old named Gertrude. That blows.
You're immediately like, that's disgusting.
When's the moment she like turns on and understands that the Matrix is real and is like, fuck, my name blows.
I imagine like she's like 7 going on 70.
The fuck?
Damn, I swear to God if this is you.
It's again. Not me.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, it's Andy.
Turn your shit on silent. Or do not disturb.
I didn't expect the people I'm in the room with.
Well, this was actually a gif I've been saving for a while, but I don't know why I just remembered it. It's a good gif.
Quality content.
Watching quality content here. A pizza is being handed to someone. The pizza is empty, and the man has passed out.
Did you not see what's in the pizza?
Now I do. Quality content and more like that on 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Matt's watching something. Let's wait.
Yeah. Let's listen to Matt commentate something you can't see.
Well, we're here. Not quite queer. Want to get into gaming?
Talk about yourself.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Game delays, DLC, and more.
Oh, I know what the ladies like.
This is Gaming News.
Hey, you can unlock John Marston's revolver in GTA Online now.
Who's John Marston?
That's pretty cool. Main dude from Red Dead Redemption.
Neato.
Oh, do you know that? Oh, you know, I know. Sorry, I didn't know.
Never played Red Dead.
Dude, apparently the latest expansion for Game of Thrones, Grand Theft Auto, is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Space heist?
Yeah, if you can afford it.
Ooh, really?
Like, money-wise in the game. Like, the game currency, not real money. Yeah. But apparently it's super, super fun.
Really?
Yeah. There's jetpacks.
That is another game I want to get back to because it's also snowy. Ooh. You gotta get in the season.
Are you a big fan of snow and Christmas?
Well, you know, I gotta get, you know, in the season mood. Snow, I'm a big fan of virtual snow.
Okay, all right.
You know, it's not like there's a ton of Christmas video games out there, so when you're trying to get into the holiday spirit, why not, you know, go into GTA or Rocket League and drive around on the snow?
I fucking hate Christmas music.
I can stand it for a couple days.
I can stand it if I have to listen to it in small chunks. If it's more than an hour, then I start getting irritated.
There are like over 100 versions of fucking Jingle Bells, and I hate it. I hate it.
Have you heard
that one guy got Jingle Bells? Step off.
Hey, let's make a 3-Hit Combo version. Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bell Rock. Oh, shit!
It's a wrong song. Have you guys heard DMX's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yes.
It's fucking amazing.
It's pretty good.
Rudolph gonna give it to you.
There's lots of sounds.
I fucking love DMX. There's a video of people trying to show DMX the internet, and he just doesn't get it.
Oh my god. Hey, Pokemon Crystal's coming to the 3DS next year with bank support on day one.
Hell yeah, let's go.
What's bank support?
Pokebank. You can put your Pokemon in the bank and go back to them in other versions and get the bank.
Oh, that's the bank. That's pretty cool.
It is coming to the 3DS on January 26th, priced at $9.99.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah. I have a 3DS.
I have a DS Lite.
That's the same thing.
Actually. I have a 3DS that's collecting dust. Knew it would fucking happen.
Yeah, same.
Every time I buy a handheld console. Although, to be fair, catching up with Pokemon has been in the back of my head.
I really want a Vita.
I just can't get it out.
I really want a Vita so I can remote play stuff while I'm pooping. I mean, I guess I can get a Switch, but...
Nah. Yeah, get a Switch.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Get a Switch and buy Skyrim. You can play Skyrim anywhere.
I'd get Doom over Skyrim.
Doom, really?
Or Breath of the Wild. I heard Doom. That game's really good.
Don't enable them.
It might have been the best game of the whole year, maybe.
No, it was. Doom is.
No, it actually was.
Doom came out last year.
There was
year,
a
Doom
committee of judges that voted that Breath of the Wild was the best game of the year. So
did that win at the Video Game Awards?
It did.
It did that?
Yeah,
okay.
That's why I'm bringing up this this true fact, actually.
That's why I said don't enable them.
I'm trying to think of who else.
Because your franchise sucks, Andy.
A little bit.
You suck. Your franchise sucks. Your game sucks.
Oh. That reminds me when you were talking about Doom. I heard a quote from Tommy Wiseau, and I really wish I would have remembered what movie it was. But they're like, hey, what's the best movie this year? And he said a movie that, he said Fantastic Four. And they're like, that came out a few years ago. And he's like, is still best movie this year.
That's funny.
Have either of you seen The Disaster Artist?
I want to.
No, I have not.
I have not seen it either.
I've heard it's really good.
Good talk, guys.
I've also heard that. Let's speculate on the plot.
The Room is amazing.
I've actually never seen the source material, but I have seen a bunch of videos of comparing the two videos of like scene for scene, and they did a pretty damn good job.
So Beerus, Hit, and Goku Black are all coming to Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Oh, the game looks so sick.
It does what look was really the first good. Character? Beerus.
Beerus.
Beerus the Destroyer.
Nope.
How dare
you? Oh my god, Andy, keep up.
The loop on that. Is that the cat?
Andy's not a weeb.
Yes, it's the cat, Andy.
Oh, it's the is it really the cat?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet, I was guessing. That's like one of the I was like,
how fucking dare you?
I haven't seen any of the movies. I have them. I haven't watched them.
These are from all from Dragon Ball Super, so like the most recent TV show.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch that.
That's okay.
I was watching clips of Dragon Ball Super last night just going, yeah, fuck.
Yeah, it's the birth. Show's hype.
Is there a lot of filler?
There's a anime filler. Like, it's just standard. Like, it's just an anime thing. That's not a Dragon Ball Z thing.
There's definitely a thing where, like, you know, someone's, like, powering up, and then they go, like, to another group of people, and they talk about for 5 minutes about how they're powering up.
Oh, Goku's power level.
I love one of my favorite absolute things, and it finally just, like, it just ties all these kind of anime tropes together is when a bunch of, like, three fighters are going to transform into one. And everyone's just standing around watching them do it. And then Android 17 shoots at them.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, what the hell? He's like, they were going to transform. And then everyone was like, let him. He's like, what?
No.
You're fucking high. Yeah. I'm the weakest person out of everybody here. I think Krillin's better than me. I haven't been in the main plot for 8 years. Master Roshi's here.
He was yeah, I know, that's funny. He was defending animals. Android 17. He was a park ranger.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then I know there's some point, I can't remember, but he's like, I got distracted thinking about the animals back home.
All right, straight up though, if you want to jump on the weeb train, you should watch a show called My Hero Academia.
I'm not going to.
That show's fucking amazing.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on Hulu though.
Oh, what?
It's the first two seasons. Please watch the first two episodes. Please. I'm begging you.
What's the show called?
My Hero Academia.
All
right. It's. I've watched it four times through.
Are there anime titties in
this? Yes, but they're not like. I mean, it's not hentai, but like,
no go.
Well,
there's like, okay, there's this character named All Might, and he's basically Superman, but interesting. Oh shit, fucking nuts, dude.
My Hero Academia.
Yep, My Hero Academia. For all you nerds out there, if you've not watched this show, it's basically Sky High the anime.
I'm going to need a reference for Sky High.
Yeah. You've never seen Sky High?
No.
There's a Disney movie that came out like a years ago. Basically, Superman and Wonder Woman have a kid, and superpowers just exist in the universe, and he goes to high school for having superpowers.
Oh.
So
it's X-Men?
Kind of, but like the powers are way cooler, and they give like a really cool explanation of the powers. Hmm.
There's a show that I just learned about called The Descendants High or something, or The Descendants.
Yep.
Yeah, do you know about it?
No, I know about it. That?
No, I don't keep up with these high school shows.
It's basically Disney Channel, all the bad guys have kids in the Disney movies, and all the kids go to high school.
Yep. Yep. That's definitely been on the TV. It's on my once or twice before. Like, oh, God.
Which
damn.
Is actually, like, it's a Disney Channel show, so you know the quality's the best, but that's a really fucking cool idea. And the things, when they were pitching it, someone had to go, oh, that's fucking amazing, Jerry.
We'll get them hooked.
Good work,
people
Jerry.
Love shitty high school dramas.
There's also, apparently, with Disney shows, there's a guy named Dan Schneider or something.
And Dan Schneider.
And the internet just loves to make him super creepy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dan the Hymen Breaker Man Schneider is one of the nicknames I've heard.
So, have you guys heard of Gamer Pills?
no, but I imagine this is probably pretty dumb.
Oh, yeah. Throw some of them back and you'll be a better gamer. There's some smart drugs. They hack your brain. They're full of ingredients.
Caffeine.
To enhance your cognitive and reflexive abilities.
We're hacking through time.
Well, so this writer at Destructoid, Brett Makedonsky, took some for about a month. And he said he felt absolutely nothing.
Well, maybe it just doesn't work on him. Right? So, like, I'm sure there's some people out there who just can't be helped. I'm sure that guy's terrible at video games, and there's nothing that could make it better.
And to beat a dead horse here, he's like, these gaming pills are basically Schrodinger's cat. They simultaneously work and don't work because you never really know. More power to the people who confidently swear by nootropics. I was left feeling like they were what you find at the intersection of a niche nutrition and marketing store. The kind that's probably good for you, but that's not sexy enough to hook. Or maybe my brain's just too small and feeble to reap the benefits.
It really is. I've been using my gaming pills for the past year and a half. And I am the best gamer that I know.
Oh, I found a giant list of nicknames for Dan Schneider. Oh my god. Big Daddy Dan. the big dick at Nick. Oh, let's see. Dan the Defiler Schneider.
Big Dick at Nick is sick.
Dan get in the van Schneider.
Get in the van.
Dan, I've had tighter Schneider.
Oh, shit.
Dan the fart inhaler Schneider. Dan the overnighter Schneider. Please, Mr. Slower Schneider.
Wow.
Dan the cheek divider Schneider. Dan the cervix wrecker Schneider.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'll read two more. Dan, this one's a bleeder Schneider.
Oh, shit.
Dan the starlet sodomizer Schneider.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Those are amazing.
Wow. That's fucking funny.
Oh, that's some good shit.
Hey, you guys want to go into technology news?
I guess.
The hype machine is overloaded and our wallets are empty.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. She can't take anymore.
This is technology news.
Not going to lie, I don't... Andy, put the phone away.
Damn. One more. Dan, the Hyman Collider Schneider. Okay, it's away.
All right, so this article is one of those that's like about a billion paragraphs long. So I'm going to start with the title, and then we'll just fumble through it. So the Pentagon spent $22 million on a mysterious UFO analysis program.
I love it.
Okay.
The Pentagon quietly ran a $22 million program to study unidentified flying objects from 2008 to 2012 at the behest of former Senator Harry Reid.
So wait, this guy just went, hey, you know, it'd be really interesting if we looked into these UFOs, and like $22 million later?
I'm not sure it happened that quickly, and I'm not sure it was only just his. It was at the behest of him. But
yeah, it was just Harry.
I'm going to guess other people became on board. For years, this program had federal contractors scurrying around trying to identify unexplained phenomenon.
That's kind of a cool job.
The unclassified but secret Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification, or ATI, was funded $22 million from 2008 to 2011, with the vast majority of the funding going to Bigelow Airspace. That's a company conveniently owned by one of Reed's friends and donors, Robert Bigelow. Yeah.
How much do we spend at NASA?
Not $22 million.
That's really interesting that we're not making our own UFOs, but we're trying to discover new ones.
I think NASA's got to be more than 22 million.
Yeah, I think so.
22 million is kind of low for government.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not low for Harry Reid's friend.
I have no concept of money
but,
or time.
But, yeah, not that great. I know...
What year is it?
I know President Trump wants to go back to the moon, and I kept thinking, like, with what? With what money? And he's like, I've got this balloon. It stayed filled for a whole week.
Have you guys seen Up?
Have you guys seen Up?
An invasive python parasite are infecting Florida's native reptiles.
Ooh, no.
Hot.
That doesn't
Let's go. Let's go. This sounds like a sick movie.
Invasive Burmese pythons have become a ravenous, ever-multiplying scourge of South Florida. But new research suggests that the snakes have brought more than just their teeth and appetites to the Sunshine State. They've also brought along their own parasites, which are now infecting native snakes.
That just sounds like a whole world of no.
Do we know what the parasites do?
Oh, yeah.
Are they like mind-controlling parasites?
We are going to get to that.
Nice.
Burmese pythons have been getting plenty of well-deserved attention for their ecological takeover of Florida. The pythons are native to Southeast Asia, but are now established in South Florida's wilds as a foreign invader, thanks to the exotic pet trade.
Ooh. Exotic.
The Burmese python invasion has been particularly unnerving in conservation circles because that's nearly 20-foot long predators are eating their way through wetlands wildlife and is having ripple effects that are reshaping entire ecosystems.
Ooh, that doesn't sound cool at all.
The team examined the snakes for lung parasites, dissecting them in search of pentastomobs, which, worm-like in appearance, these parasites are actually weird crustaceans that have dramatically reduced their body parts for life spent on the dole. You know, they're taking. They can infect all vertebrate groups, but the majority use reptiles as their definitive host. The host supports the mature reproducting form of the parasite. The infection get pretty nasty, causing pneumonia or sepsis from the growing parasite's molted skins rotting inside the lungs.
Ew.
So yeah, pretty fucked up. Burmese pythons just can't stop fucking things up.
That blows.
That's really crappy. That's just all over a bad situation.
Yeah. It sucks. Invasive species, y'all. That's why Australia is like, if you have like an apple that's not native to the country, they're like, fucking like? Car alarm. They'll just like take it and smash it.
Oh, that's cool.
They'll be, fuck you. You don't bring invasive apples into our country.
I mean, they already have like the most dangerous country in the world.
Yeah. Really don't want to do anything with them apples. How about them apples?
How about them apples?
Wham! Oh, I got kicked by Tam.
Well, more Dan Schneider names.
So the CDC releases a report every year, but unfortunately they've been banned from writing certain words.
Such as?
Vulnerable, entitlement, diversity, transgendered, fetus, evidence-based, and science-based.
That's so fucking stupid for the CDC to not be able to say science or evidence-based.
Now, they have been suggested alternatives.
I understand not transgendered. That's not a real thing. I've only seen that in science fiction movies.
There are some suggestions. Instead of evidence-based or science-based, they say that the staff could use CDC bases its recommendations on science in consideration with community standards and wishes.
This is going to be an episode of South Park.
The administration did the same thing like almost immediately with
the climate people.
Yeah.
They
weren't allowed to write warming or climate change or
that's so fucking stupid.
Other things like that.
Yeah. That's our government.
I hate everybody.
I hate you.
I'm just going to end it all.
This is the cry for help cast. All right. Do you guys want to move on to news already?
Yeah. See. I don't have anything in technology.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Three-hit combo. We haven't had a Skylar drop in a while.
Who's yeah. Skylar?
You How's it damn feel? Well know who Skylar
is. How's it feel?
Speaking of Skylar, he was like, yeah, dude, totally hit me up after my
honeymoon.
Who's supposed to hit who up? Now I'm starting to doubt myself. Was he supposed to text me or was I supposed to text him?
Is he back? Are they back?
Yeah.
I hung out with him last night.
Nice.
Yeah, he's back.
Did they have a good honeymoon?
Oh, yeah, they fucked. Oh, yeah, they fucked.
Of course
they did. Oh, my God, they fucked. Want to know what else they did? They fucked.
You say it like he showed you some videos, and you were like, oh, my God.
Nice, Skylar.
I was Skyped in.
Good move.
Hey, I'm getting a Skype call from, that's an ass.
He put me in the closet right where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Right in my normal closet spot, you know?
I imagine Skylar, like, everything's all set. He's like, all right, got a Skype Tam.
Got a Skype. Wow, this back massage is really nice, but where's your other hand? Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.
Oh, God.
Well, that's good. They had a good honeymoon.
And probably had a better honeymoon because, like, Camilla gave him, like, a fistful of euros.
You're not going to let that... I just let that go.
It was, like, $200.
It was $200, but whatever. We weren't going to use them.
You can convert them.
Yeah, but...
I'm down for a fistful of euros.
We basically, like, lose money.
You don't lose money.
Yeah?
You have $200 that you can't use at all. And then you convert them to what? $150 you can use?
Meh, it's okay. It's okay.
Sounds like losing money to me, Matt. Back to news.
I don't, Matt.
Losing money would be like, here's the $200 I can't use anywhere here. And they're like, all right, extra $50 and we'll convert this for you.
It's okay. I hope they used it. That's what matters.
They did. They fucked.
They fucked on it.
All right, well, the government might be investigating the Disney-Fox merger.
Ah.
Who cares?
Just let it go.
Yeah, let it happen.
No, I can understand why they're... Is it for being too big or...
basically. Antitrust, monopoly laws.
Who cares? I want superhero movies to be awesome.
Yeah. I want my X-Men and my Spider-Man and my Iron Man all in the same movie.
Yes, please.
Actually, I'm more excited about a fucking good Fantastic Four movie.
That's impossible.
I hope not.
Not even Disney. Marvel. Not even Disney can save Fantastic Four.
Yeah, Fantastic Four is dead.
I fucking love Fantastic Four, though.
Why?
Why? Dr. Doom's so cool.
Okay, that means you don't like the Fantastic Four. You just like Dr. Doom.
Yeah, but Dr. Doom, they gotta introduce Dr. Doom in Fantastic Four.
They need to put Dr. Doom in Infinity War Part 2. Reshoot.
That'd be cool. The god that Kevin Feige is... can just shoehorn him in anywhere, and I'll still pay all my money to go see it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Dr. Doom beat Thanos. Next Avengers in 12 years. We'll just tease it for the next 12 years, then.
That's fine.
Yeah, I was okay with this.
So it turns out that all dogs can smell marijuana.
All of them?
All of them. But only a few of them are snitches.
Is that the title article?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a sick title.
So basically the point is, you know, you got those drug sniffing dogs and they sniff and they find things. Turns out all dogs really could do that part with marijuana, but only some dogs will actually tell you about it.
Huh.
Some dogs will smell it and just move right on. Other dogs would be like, we gonna party?
Back in the day when Marissa first got her dog and I was still living at home and still partaking, I have a job that it's not like It's not like they regularly drug test you, but they actually hold up on the random drug test. So I really enjoy my job and having like regular income and stuff. So
me and you aren't going to go party out back after this?
No, unless it's in like a cold pool.
That's fine. A cold pool? Why does that matter?
That's what's out back.
Yeah, that's what's out back.
I thought, I was like, does like being in a cold pool like stop drug tests?
I'm pretty sure more druggies would die
of hypothermia.
Yeah, no.
It gets you double high.
No, but
double high.
But I hotboxed with Roxy once. And
what?
She was just chill.
You fucking hotboxed with a dog?
Yeah. I wanted to see what happened.
Oh my God, Andy.
She calmed down.
That's called animal abuse.
Don't worry. My cat.
You. What about your cat?
Yeah, I did it with the cats.
Oh my God, Andy.
We have a.
I guess things. If you're sharing the love, yeah. I guess it's not really abuse, huh?
just Daniel, not Pippa. Pippa's safe.
Oh, good.
Pippa's a saint.
Yeah, she is a good girl.
She wouldn't condone of this.
I forgot where I was going, but back to marijuana.
Getting
dogs.
Animals high, I think, is. What you were saying.
Oh, yeah. We have a magnet on our fridge that's like, you should go to the doctor if your cats eat any of this. And one of them is just marijuana.
Yeah. Because they get high and don't know what's going on.
My dribble just ate twice its weight in pot. What do I do?
You pray.
Just let it run its course, dude.
There's a picture on Imgur the other day. Some guy's dog ate a chunk of his pot brownie. And it was like a little chihuahua, and he took pictures like hourly, and its eyes slowly just get squinty.
That's so funny.
So poisonous flowers turn a bride's wedding day into a nightmare.
Oh.
Christine Jo Miller's eyes were watering on her wedding day, but the tears were because of joy. No, the 23-year-old had a reaction to flowers she picked a day earlier for floral arrangements. As a result, Miller's white wedding dress contrasted with red and bumpy rash on her face.
That was not me.
Oh, my God.
That was not me.
Oh, great. I just got a Facebook message that says, yellow. I don't know if I'm being like...
Who?
Called to a work friend.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm being like called to like some sleeper agent thing.
You're going to get a couple other words and things are going to like click in your head.
Oh. When Miller married her college sweetheart, Jonathan, in September, she thought creating a floral arrangement using flowers from her 29-acre plot of land near Lincoln, Nebraska would be a nice touch. So she used her own flowers.
Yeah.
Amazing. One of the flower types that caught Miller's eye was Snow on the Mountain, which is known for its lovely white blooms. It's also known for being poisonous. But Miller didn't realize that until she went on to wash her face in the morning of her wedding, realizing the sap residue was still on her hands. She started breaking out so much by that 11:30 a.m. her eyes were so swollen, her mom took her to a nearby emergency clinic. Sadly, the clinic was closed. Ever the trooper, Miller put on her gown and went to the ceremony. She walked down the aisle to get hitched, feeling absolutely terrible. She said she couldn't see her husband, and when I was saying my vows, because my vision went blurry. So blurry, I passed out twice at my reception.
Oh, shit. That's not a fun wedding.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Oh, fuck, she's hot.
What? Oh, she is.
She's a banger?
Yeah.
Nice.
Here, I'll try it. What's the headline?
Wonder if she's single.
What's the headline of the article?
I mean, the wedding doesn't count. She didn't look at him when she said, I do.
Yeah. Poisonous flowers turn bride's wedding day into a blooming nightmare.
I love the pun. Blooming nightmare.
I actually tried to avoid the pun at first, but then I had to tell Andy about it.
All right.
So,
Holden.
Well, that'll do it for news, but we there's a big elephant in the room called net neutrality.
Oh! Yeah, man. That day sucked. And like I even said it, I was like, well, I got Star Wars going for me, but that fucking sucks.
There is a district attorney in New York that's looking into all the fake comments.
Yeah, not Schneider, Shem. It starts with
something like that. Yeah. Yeah, he. I watched his first press conference before this, and he was able to rattle off a bunch of comments that he's like, so this is from a New York citizen. They said they didn't make this comment. Here's another one. They told me that they did not make this comment. And there was also someone, a celebrity, that tweeted at Ajit Pai and said, hey, apparently my mom wrote this message in May, but she died last year, so... What's up with that?
My name was on there back when the privacy thing was being debated. You could look to see if your name was submitted falsely, and mine was. So
was
I,
it?
Like, had to write like a correction email to Congress.
My mine was not used in the net neutrality one. Maybe because I'd already written comments.
Maybe
under my name. I don't know. Yeah. So
that's some shit.
So it's going to be challenged. It has to hold up in court. We already have congressmen looking into it. I guess we'll see what happens.
Did you see the video of the one FCC chairman? Like, she read like a 20-minute plea and was like super serious, and then fuckface just laughed and he's like, "I guess that's a no."
Oh God, it was the worst. It was right down party lines. The vote and the two Democrats were women. And they really were just like straight up not taking anything they said seriously.
Yeah.
As you just said.
Yeah, which like, really sucks.
I guess that's a no.
Yeah, she had like a 20-minute like, this is serious, I'm serious, like this is a really serious thing. And then yeah, the fuck face was just like, I guess that's a no, and then he laughs, and then there's some fucking asshole in the audience that just laughs his ass off too.
Another thing Ajit Pai has been trying to do is apparently make himself look cool. Have you seen
that
the one
fucking video with the Nerf gun and shit?
Yeah, and nobody's falling for it. They're like, you think we're all assholes? Like,
someone green screened a chunk of him eating popcorn.
Yeah.
You've seen that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the best one I've seen was 9/11 and him eating popcorn.
Yeah, I saw that. Someone did green screen that. It was pretty fucking hilarious.
Fuck that guy, man.
I saw a picture. You know how he has like really big teeth?
Yeah.
I saw a picture and it was like, here are the three people that voted against your interests. And I could have sworn, like, I know he has big teeth, but I feel like the picture was slightly exaggerated. Like, his mouth was just a little too big. And I think it was like subtle enough that most people didn't notice, but I noticed and I was fucking dying.
All right, full disclosure. If I'd have gotten the same money that he got from Verizon, Sprint, Comcast, Cox,
all those,
I might have said yeah too.
That's okay. That's okay. That just means you're a bad person too. That's fine.
Oh no, I get it. I understand what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, think about how much silly putty you could buy with all of that fucking money.
You could make pirated copies of every newspaper in the world.
Perfect.
Just a bunch of silly putty together. It's the front page of the news.
All right. Before we go, I'll read two more.
Oh, my God.
There's some great ones, man. Dan, but I poop from there, Mr. Schneider. Dan, that ass could be redder, Snyder.
Oh, that was two.
Oh, the junior high insider, Schneider.
So that'll do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Twitter, twitter.com/3-8-combo-podcast, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, find us on YouTube, 3-8 Combo Podcast, and remember to send us your nudes. We will defend them, 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.